began yesterday. Many of the Rishonim are troubled by what seems to be a contradiction between Abaye here and Dabbeis on the base, and Abaye and Dabzayin on the base. Namely, you have here Rava's reason given for the reason for the Mishnah why Ma'al Michapam Psula, based on the Drasha, that Shivat Sukkos Shivat Yamim, it's got to be Diras Arai, not Diras Keva, and we interpret that to refer to the height of the Sukkah. Ma'al Michaf had to be constructed in the manner of Keva, and that's the nature of the Psul. As we explained it, then it's defined as a Diras Keva since it had to be done in a manner of Keva, and the Torah wants it to be defined as a Diras Arai, and that would have to be, therefore, less than 20. Abaye challenges Rava. When Rava initially presents his pshat, Abaye challenges Rava by saying, according to you, what would be if you made Mechitzas Shel Barzel, and that would not disqualify the Sukkah. We know you can have strong walls. And the Rava answers, as we explained, that the Pasuk is coming to tell me that it's only Pasuk when it's done, L'mal Michaf, because that's a height that had to have supports which are strong, and that would be the disqualification of Diras Keva. But L'mal Michaf, even though you made it with strong walls, it's still considered Diras Arai. It doesn't go into the drasha of the Pasuk. But Maisa, Abaye did not accept Rava's explanation, which seemed to suggest that Abaye would learn Pshat in the Mishnah, like Rav Zeir, like Rava, that the basis of the Psul has nothing to do with the issue of Diras Arai, Diras Keva. Rather, it has to do with the problems of Rosh Al Daba'ena, or the fact that the Tzeo is coming Machmas Tfanos, not Machmas Chach. However, on Dav Zayin in the days, Abaye lines up eight Tanoim, who he says hold that Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan. The list of eight Tanoim include Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara quotes our Mishnah, presumably that's what Abaye is referring to, that Rabbi Yehuda's Machshir L'mal Michav. So, what does that indicate? That sounds like the interpretation of the Mishnah reflects the Pshat of Rav, that Tanakama is passeling because he wants Sukkah to be Diras Arai, not Diras Keva. And Rabbi Yehuda says, L'mal Michav is Kasher. That means that he says Sukkah is Diras Keva. So how do you square that with Abaye here on Dav Beis Amud Beis? Beis Amud Aleph. So we have to understand what the answer is to this question. And another question that's lurking here is the Lashon HaGemara is on Dav Zayin Amud Beis that these Tanoim hold Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan. You require Diras Keva. Now when you look at the various Tanoim, the other ones that I mentioned, so these are halachos that are clearly something of an ikuva. It has to be a certain way, it can't be otherwise. It has to be l'mashal da'ad al-dalid in terms of the size, or the other one that's mentioned, b'shamay zayin al-zayin tvachim, or a certain shape. It can't be another type of shape, it has to be this shape, has to have a roof, b'chuli. So these are halachos, diras keva be'inan. With Rabbi Yehuda, however, says Yehuda machshir l'mal michav. Yehuda doesn't require it to be l'mal michav. So what's the lashon haGemara diras keva be'in? So the first kash that we mentioned: how do you square Rav Abaye here on Dav Zayin Beis to Abaye on Dav Beis Amud Aleph? The Arishonim, like the Balamor, and quoted by the Rush, who bring a raya from here and they learn it in the Rif that halacha kirava. One of the reasons why we can follow Rava is because Abaye himself was chozer from his kasha. Abaye ends up learning pshat like Rava. He was mekabel Rava's teretz, and the reason for the Mishnah is in fact based on what Rava said. The Ritva didn't like it. After all, the Gemara says that Rav Zeira and Rava didn't agree with Rava because of kasha d'Abaye. So now you can tell me Abaye's kasha. Abaye himself was satisfied with the answer, and Rav Zeira and Rava weren't. They felt that that's not hadochik. Okay, Mitzad Sheni, what the Ritva says is considered hadochik by the Balamor. The Ritva says, well, Abaye himself didn't quote the Mishnah Dav Beis. The Gemara holds like Rava. The Gemara quoted Dav Beis. Abaye had in mind a different Rav Yehuda. There is another Rav Yehuda, at least two or three Rav Yehudas that can be pointed to as a basis for Rabbi Yehuda requiring Diras Keva. We saw Rabbi Yehuda Daf Chaf Aleph, Yashin Tachas Amita B'Sukkah, You're not Yotze. You are Yotze, I should say. You are Yotze. Tanakam says, you're not Yotze. He says, you are Yotze. Why? Lo Asi. Mark explains in Chafal from Beis. Lo Asi. Olarai umvatel ol keva. In other words, being in the mita, in the space of the mita, is not viewed as that you're excluded from the space of the sukkah. Why? Because the space of the sukkah is defined as an ol keva, as being enveloped by an ol keva, and the mita is an olarai, and therefore you're still considered to be in the larger space enveloped by the space of the sukkah. That's because the sukkah is a diras keva. That's what the Gemara says. If you do a tameh. That's one Rabbi Yehuda. You have another Rabbi Yehuda in Yuma. That's Rava says over there that you chay b'mezuzah during Sukkot. Why? Because diras keva. There's another Rabbi Yehuda that they bring. We didn't get into that sukkah. Rabbi Sukkah. So you have various Rabbi Yehudas you can point to that show that he holds diras keva. And so it could be Abaye had that in mind. But Lamaisa, the Gemara quoted Rabbi Yehuda and Dav Beis and Pashtus, that's Abaye speaking. So again, we have to figure out how to reconcile that with Dav Beis in Abaye there. So, again, the Baal Amar says that Abaye was Chozer, and he really agreed with Rav. Tosfos Arash, Tosfos Beinu Peretz, they don't go that route. Nor do they go the route of the Ritva, that the Gemara is quoting Dav Beis, but it wasn't Abaye. They want to understand that Abaye wasn't Chozer from his Kasha. He really didn't agree with Rav's reason. And yet Abaye pointed to Dav Beis and Rav Yehuda Machshir, Lamar Michaf, as the support for Rav Yehuda's Shita of Diras Keva Be'ina. So we read the Tosas yesterday. Let's just go over it again. What did Tosas say? V'had Chashiv, in the middle of the Dibur HaMaschil, the Akul Sviru. V'had Chashiv Hacha Rav Yehuda. Rav Mishum da Siknel El Taimed Rabbanon de Pasli de Bo Diras Arai. It's not because of what we ended up on Sugya Dav Beis that the basis for the Rabbanon's Tzula Mal Mechav is because Diras Arai, which would therefore mean Rav Yehuda argues on that and holds Diras Keva works. That's not going to be the Pshat Nabai here. Why? The Habayi da Hacha hu Makshel Rava Yisrei HaTaimah. How time? Abaye, who's the one who's lining up the Tanoim and mentioning Rav Yehuda, he's the one who asked on Rava, which means Abaye didn't agree with that pshat in the Rabbanan. So it's not that Abaye is working with that pshat in the Rabbanan when he identifies Rav Yehuda here as the Ma'al Michaf, Diras Keva Be'ina. But, Aval, Komakom Emesu, the Ma'al Michaf lo kaima, Elam Kena Sol Keva. So what did Tosa say? Inachinami, pshat in the Rabbanan is what? One of two possibilities. Either Tota Ba'ena, Rabba, Rav Zeira, you're not B'tzel Tzach, you're B'tzel Tfano, so that's pshat in the Rabbanan. It's not because Dira Sarai B'in. L'maisa, Rav Yehuda disagrees with those reasons, and he's Machshir Ma'al Michav. But what is the case of a Ma'al Michav? Clearly, it's a case of a Dira Keva. That's what's holding it up. If it's that high, you need strong supports. So, Lamaisa, in Rabbi Yehuda's Shita of Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, you see that Rabbi Yehuda obviously is Machshir Diras Keva. Emesu. I understand Pshat and Rabbanan might be whatever it is. But meanwhile, in Rabbi Yehuda, I'm able to point to Rabbi Yehuda and say, look, Rabbi Yehuda, Diras Keva Be'inan. Why? Because here it is. Machshir, Ma'al Micha. There you go. Emesu, Del Ma'al Micha, Bukaima, Emken Asol Keva. Now, if I stopped right now, so what should we say? Diras keva be'inan. Those doesn't directly relate to the word be'inan. Does it have to be umal mechav? Obviously not. But we don't know what to say at this point, right? We see Tosi Rush, Tosi Beno Peretz, but maybe it's lav dafka. Certainly, diras keva works. Doesn't line up perfectly with everybody else, where the inan is literally, it's got to be that keva that Tan identified in whatever respect. Rav Yehuda, it means there's, okay, that would be that. No, as far as Rabbanan is concerned, well, does it mean that I don't have any indication in the Rabbanan? Well, not explicitly. What is true, though, for the Rabbanan? within Rabbah and Rav Zeira? Is there, in fact, a case that works with Mal Michaf? Yeah, very much. The Gemara says right away afterwards in Beis HaMibes. According to Rabbah, if it's Tanis Megillas L'Schach, would be kosher. According to Rav Zeira, if it were wider than Da'od El Dalit, but then you do get sale from the Schach, then it would be kosher. So in a way, you could really have found this in the Rabbanan too. Okay, so what would Tosa say? Yeah, but that you have to be Medayik. You know, well, you know, there's nothing in the Mishnah directly that speaks to it black and white. In Rabbi Yehuda, I can point to Rabbi Yehuda and say, he says, Mal Michaf, Kasher, no, I see, Diras Keva. Rabbanan, yeah, it could end up being that way too, but I don't have any explicit reference. As far as the Be'inan is concerned, we don't know for Tosis. Now, Tosis does continue, and it's a little bit hard to know what he has in mind here when he, especially at the very end of the Tosis. A lot of ink spilled on understanding the last line of Tosis, just to see it without explaining it. Tosis does identify the other Rabbi Yehudas. First, Ramina Nami Peka Yashin, Yudu Tamei. The Gemara says, Yudu Lishitaso, Damasukas Duras Keva Be'inan. Again, like we see here, Duras Keva Be'inan. The Diek Mehadamachshel Mal Michaf. So the Gemara, in explaining why Rabbi Yehuda holds that your Yodsei Sukkah, when you're Tachas Amita B'Sukkah, because as the Gemara says, Lo'asi Oel Arai Mvato Oel Keva, is Yehuda Tamei, as he holds over here, L'mal Michaf is Kasher. Tosis brings that Gemara and concludes, Shmamina, Derogi Lasso Sukkah Diras Keva. What exactly does Tosis mean to say with this? He quoted the Gemara in Chaf Aleph that connects Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Mal Michaf to why he's Machshir B'mita B'toch Sukkah. And Tosis ends up by saying, Shmana de Rogilasos Sukkos Adiras Keva. What does it mean? Rogilasos. Rogilasos means he's Rogilasos Sukkah Mal Michaf. What does Tosis want with this? Yes?
I think when we said the Ran was saying that you were Gozer Xer's Tikra when it's not Rogil. And you're saying that maybe
Nisarin
between 3 and 4.
Who's talking about Nisarin? I hear what he's trying to say, but where's Tosei Nisarin? There's nothing about Nisarin here.
So
doesn't say Tzach, it says Diras Keva. Tosei doesn't say what? Lasu Sukasa Diras Keva. But what is he saying? Why? What does he mean and why is he saying it? Yeah?
I didn't really understand if Vidayak is
the diak is that the Gemara, when the Gemara says Gatameh, what does the Gemara mean by Gatameh? The Gemara, again, Chafal from Beis. Those few lines of the Gemara. The Iba is Ema. This is learning Pshat in the Machokas in the Mishnah, where Rabbi Yehuda says, Yashi Tachas Amita Besuka Yatsi Dechovaso. The Iba is Ema. Rabbi Yehuda Gatameh. Rabbi Yehuda Gashitaso. The Amar Sukkot Yeres Keva Be'inan. What's the Gatameh? Where? So Tosis is learning the base. And therefore, Habli Mita Dir Sarai, the Sukkah O Keva, Velosia O Radav. So Tosis says, so the fact that the Gemara is drawing a line between Rabbi Yehuda da Beis to the case of Mita, so Shema Mina, we see from that Gemara that Rogilasu Sukkah O Keva. What does Tosis want with that? Rogilasu. Those words do not appear, we'll soon see in a minute. In where? Do not appear where?
Rush.
In the Rush, Tosa Rush, in the Biddle Parrots. So the Mashah, the Beshua, the Ochon, everyone is trying to understand the last line of Tosis. We're not going to go there. I mean, we have to know. Pshat. I'm not going to try to, you know, we have to know. There are attempts, Mashah Chor seems to say, that Tosis wants to be able to show that the word Be'inan is not Lav Dafka. In other words, it is in fact a Be'inan. Again, what's the Be'inan exactly? Not in terms of Mal Michaf. It's no question. I don't think anybody, to my knowledge, I haven't found that. You tell me if you find it. I don't know anyone that says that Rabbi Yehuda requires a Chatchil even, or even a Ragil, that to make a Sukkah Mal Michaf. So if Tosus is saying Ragil, he may mean Keva in some other way.
Maybe
some of the other inyanim that I mentioned in Sugya. But what Tosis wants to do is to try to accommodate the Lashon Be'inan, and that's what Tosis, that's what's driving Tosis at the end. But again, whatever you say, the Rush did not say it. But what is the Raya of Abaye?
from Rabbi Yehuda Zalman Michas, Abaye argues on Rav's reason. Correct. In the Rabbanon, the reason might be whatever else, Rav Zera or Rava. But Lamaisa, Emesu, Lamal Michas, is Keva, yes or no? Yes. Yeah. No, what do you see? Dearest Keva, Be'ina. That's what Tosis is saying. Wait, Yaakov, and then after you.
I was thinking that maybe that the Ragil is kind of like saying similar to what the Tosfos Rosh is saying, that like, you mean you like, you like, I mean it's like a stretching the translation, but like that you're able, like that you're, that you could like make it through as Kavah. So it's like, I think it's Lav Daka in the Bina, that it's not really, it doesn't need to be Bina, but since you could,
we'll
make
go
it, that you could make it.
Okay, so the Ragil, so good.
And that's the connection.
And I'd say the Ragil could mean less than the Inan, yeah, unclear. And I noted the Mashah even says this is not in you know, this is in their Tosis. You don't see it other places. Yeah.
It's kind of like this simple. How far I'm gonna be? Says if you don't learn know the language, I knew she was not gonna meet the bed. If you was knowing to sleep on her bed.
Okay.
And we know that the bed is not a problem because it's not a battle with Yeras Kevin. So if he's normally sleeping under a bed, that means he's always in the Yeras Kevin. Maybe it's
ruggle
for him to sleep in.
Okay, so let me tell you. I think you're saying it's false. Okay, once you're saying it, we'll present it. I wanted to leave it for you guys to sweat with it. But okay, let's maybe suggest a way to read Tosis. Could be. Let me ask you a question. A question that is not my own question. If you read carefully the Russian, the Mechamas, or the Ramban, you'll see the Ramban asked the question. And Tosis Rush asked the question too. If we would suggest, we mentioned just Kachayyadis, we just read the Tosis, that what's Pshat Be'inan? After all, Yehuda doesn't require it to be Umal Mitkaf, right? For sure not. So the best you're going to get from Rabbi Yehuda here in Umal Mitkaf is that Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir, even Adir Eskem, right? In terms of Umal Mitkaf. So it comes out, and this is what Beno Peretz says, that the and the Rush too. The Rush of Be'inan here is not exactly Meduyak, at least it doesn't conform to the other Tanoim that are mentioned. Okay, but comes out, we have another Shita. In other words, we can have, for Rava that is, the Rabbanan required Dir Sarai Bedafka, not Dir Eskev. That's Rava's Pshat in the Tanakhama. We have the various Tanoim mentioned here besides Rabbi Yehuda, who have specific halachos of Diras Keva, whatever that halacha might be, each Tana his own thing. But Diras Keva Be'inan, that Inyan is required, the Ikuva. And then you have tucked away in this list of Eitanayim of Yehuda, and what is his Shita? A third possibility. You know, it could also be Keva. It's not Dafka Arai, and can't be Keva. It's not Dafka Keva. It's, in his respect, it could be Keva. Okay? And good, and then we'll have to read it that way, and that's what Rabbeinu Peretz actually says also, that according to this, the Lashon of Keva, of the Inan, is not exactly the same as the other ones. The Lashon of Rabbeinu Peretz, Avol Mikol Makom, the end, the last line, Lashon de Kamar Be'inan, Eino Nachon Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda's not, the way to put it is not Be'inan. Why does Rabbi use the word Be'inan? Because 7 out of 8, the Lashon is valid, so Rabbi Yehuda gets swept in the list, but for him it's not exactly Be'inan, it's just that it also is Kash.
How would Rabbi Paris explain
Kabbalah? That's exactly the Kasha that I think Rafi's asking. Now he's maybe suggesting it, what Tosis means. So now I have a simple question. The Gemara says, Adav Chafale, Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda, why it's Kasher if you're in a Mita, that's in a Sukkah. The reason is, which means, as the Gemara explains, that lo asi ohel arai umevatawat olo keva. Now, this sukkah that the mita is situated in, do we know how it's built? Is it actually built in a manner of keva? If you hold that Rabbi Yehuda is machshir even as a dearest keva, which means that it could be Arai, it could be Keva. It's all good. There's a third sheet. There are those who hold it's got to be Diras Arai, not Keva. There are those who hold it's always the Diras Keva. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion it could be Diras Keva, but it could also be Diras Arai. Right? That's one way to read Pshat, as Rabbi Parrot seems to say, right? Lav Dafka, that it's the Inan. And again, Tosa Rush seems to say that as well. So now I have a simple question. Mi lo askinan. Are we not dealing in a case in the Mishnah Chaf Aleph that the sukkah is constructed with flimsy walls? Tumata michaf. It's an O'arai. And does Rabbi Yehuda not say in that case the same halacha that you'd say if you're tachas amita? Are you going to make an ukimta in the Mishnah? The Mishnah talks about all cases. So how can the Gemara say that Rabbi Yehuda is machshir if you're a tachas amita? Why? Because lo asi ola rai umivata ol keva. Why are you calling it ol keva? Could be an ol keva, could be an ola rai, whatever the case may be. So then why would it be assumed that you would be yotzei? If it's an ol keva, if it's built as dearest keva, then you're yotzei. If it's built as an ola rai, so then you should not be yotzei, because asi ola rai umivata ol rai. Whose kasha is this? If you look carefully in the Mechamos, you see the Ramban, because of this, he doesn't want to assume that Rabbi Yehuda's Be'inan is Lav Dafka. He's going to come up with this idea that there's an either or. It's either or. Either you're dashing one way, you're dashing the other way. Again, I'm assuming you looked at the Mechamos, right? We'll see, get to it hopefully inside. But either it's Diras Arai, not O Keva, or Diras Keva, not Diras Arai. So if Rabbi Yehuda is not on one side because he's Machshir Keva, then it means he's got to be Keva. And he proves it, so to speak, because he says, because Rabbi Yehuda's statement is speaking about all cases, whatever the case may be, even a Diras Keva Sukkah, and even Diras Arai Sukkah, quote-unquote. Why? Because, no, it can't, or whatever case may, it's always a Diras Keva. I don't want to say Diras Arai Sukkah, it's speaking about all cases. Nope. But here you have a suggestion, the Rabbeinu Peretz, that Rabbi Yehuda's Diras Keva Be'inan is Lav Dafka Be'inan. So this is what I think, if I'm not mistaken, what you're trying to say in the words of Tosas of the Ragil. But if Ragil asos, then it's not such a gochik maybe to say that the case of Rabbi Yehuda's Sukkah in the Chaval is a case of a Diras Keva, because Ragil asos Keva. Tosas brings that Gemara, Hagufa, that's Gufa what Tosas meant.
But when it's less than or is it like a low
code? So you have to know, in what way is it Keva? So it could be strong walls, maybe. I don't know, how are you going to define it as Keva? Is it a case of Mal Mechaf? Maybe that's an easy, Ragel Asos, Mal Mechaf. Tosafot doesn't say how. You have to have some aspect that will help to define this Keva. Yes. Exactly what?
I can say it was 21, why not?
Okay, you could. But Tos doesn't say exactly that case. Shmagin the Ragi Lasso Sukaso Mal Michaf. Tos doesn't say that. Tos says Ragi Lasso Diraso Keva.
So what about when Lamaisa is not Keva? So
then the din would be in a Hanami. It comes out where you're suggesting in a Hanami. Rabbi Yehuda spoke about a normal case. In his case, I'm not saying it's still a Dochik. I think
when
it is.
If it's Ragi, then it's always going to be that way, even when it's
Yeah, Hanami. Yeah. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
It could be that Rabbi Yehuda holds that no matter what you do to a sukkah, it's always a Diras
Keva. We're getting ahead of ourselves. You're now saying, Yumachavin to who? Tosa Sarash. Yumachavin to Tosa Sarash. We have to know what he's saying. But Tosa Sarash is bothered by your kasha, by our kasha. This kasha that, again, I think the Ramban was Miramis to it. So the Tosa starts by saying, that Rabbi Yehuda's Diras Keva just means it could be Keva. Then he deals with the Sugya of Chaval. So let's see already. Already he's saying it, so we'll go that route. I was going to say, let's come back to Ramban, but we'll do this. What's he tells the rush? Okay? See, this is not in the rush. It's interesting. In the rush, in Piskei Rush, we'll come to Tosafot in a second. So he quotes the Baal HaMor, that Abayi was Mekabel, the Tam of Rava, and that's why he passed like Rava, to which the Rush says it's not a Raya. Kemosha Pir Shrila Kaman, this is the Tosis that we just read, It's not a raya. The heart of Chashiv of Yehuda lo mishim daskin ale el time of the rabban the pasul mishim bein adir as a raya. The abay dachu the akshel the rav le el diyes lehu time. Kamakom emesu the lamalu ame esrim amalu kaimel bo keva. The words of Tosis, basically. The raya is because the maisa, it's a case of chaf amo, which is umal mechaf, which is keva. Vamin peka yashen, and he brings the other gemara as well. The daikim had the machshel umal me esrim. And nothing more. The Rush doesn't continue with the word ragil or anything. And he doesn't relate now to the Sugya Chafal. In Tosis HaRush. So he starts with the same point as Tosis. They're not exactly the same Shitas, because there are some who say Dalet Amis minimum, some say Zayin Tvacha minimum. But Meshita Achas Amru, that you need Deras Keva more than the one who argues with them. Then he says, Rabbi Yehuda de Machshir Nami Lamal Meyesrim, Lo Boi Diras Arai Kemo Rabbanan, Ela Machshir Afilu Diras Keva. So the Rush begins by saying, Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir even Diras Keva, not Bedafka. Velo Sheyei Matzlich Dafka Diras Keva. So again, it's not Mamish HaBe'inan that it has to be Diras Keva. Fek the Rush, Akasha! No, here he is. Behada Amar, come on. Sukkah, Diras Keva, Be'inan, Rishut Hidu Tamei, Behavali Mita Ol Arai, Sukkah Ol Keva, Vasi Arai, Bat Ol Keva. So, Lechaira, what's going on here? Why are you calling it Ol Keva? It could be Keva, it doesn't have to be Keva. This is what we're looking for. Perush, Keva, the Yocholasa Sukkah, Diras Keva. Since you could do it Keva, which is what we see in Rabbi Yudan Dafbeis, in Cain, kol diras sukkah mikri keva. Oh, it's what you said. These are the words that you quoted. That's what the verse says. Since you could make a keva, then every diras sukkah is called keva. Helkach lasi olrayim about the diras keva. What is he saying? It sounds like a medrash priya here. What is he saying?
Is it a rash?
What is he saying? So the words, we hear the words. What is he saying? Seems to be saying that itself defines. As Keva. In other words, once Rabbi Yehuda holds it could be Keva, Nemela, what is a Sukkah? It's a Diras Keva. What's the Pshat? What do you say to Fin Rashi? What do you mean to say? What do we say with that Rashi?
This is Yesh B'chal Arai Keva.
Okay, interesting way to put it. But what? Let's try to give it Havana here. Yeah?
Yeah, that's in the Joshua. Yeah, how do you understand your
joke? No. That's what the Ramban does. No. This is not what the Ramban... No. You're going to see. The Ramban is going to say something very different. The Ramban is going to say that there's no such thing as it could be Keva, it could be Arai. It's either one or the other. It's got to be made in a Keva way or an Arai way. He's saying no. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is it could be made in Arai way or a Keva way. But if you want to touch, define the Chetz of the Sukkah, so once you're telling me it could be made as Keva, then Mamela, what is a Sukkah? Okay. By definition, Kevin. That's what the words of the Rush are saying. Yes, yeah, Shalom, yeah.
No, just similar to what Toshus and Amabe said, that what is the Pasuk Shivas? I'm giving it to Shir, to the height. That's the Sukkah, it's Esher Lassar's, all right? Now, any Sukkah for Yudah is Esher Lassar's Keva, which is anything.
Give it again. Since it could make it Keva, it is Keva. I wonder what that means. I want to understand what that means. Yeah?
I think it might be only saying that a Sukkah which is Roy to be Keva, therefore it would be considered Keva.
I want to know what that means. Yes, Ephraim.
In regards to the halakha of Mita, like the concept of Sukkah, since it could be Keva, like it's now considered a Keva thing. Halakhic rule, whenever we have to, like, put two things up against each other, we can consider Sukkah as Keva, as like a Keva thing in terms of like halakhas, because it's possible. Like, it has that status.
Okay, I hear where you're all going, but I think there's something that you can bring that you haven't mentioned yet. And I think it is in a sense what you were saying in terms of the mirror image of something we said before. But I'm waiting to hear it. Yeah? Somebody. Bring something more to the table here. Yeah? Afi.
Rashi said Shiva, we said Shiva's Yom Yom, but automatically it's Arai, like this preemptive
Arai
status.
Good.
So even no matter how it's made.
Right. We said that for Rashi in terms of the Indian of the Machis Shel Barzel, that it's still the Maisa, you're stronger walls in your Dira Sarai, but it is a Dira Sarai.
So,
now in the Rush, what are we seeing in the Rush? Something interesting. Yeah? That's another, by the way, that's a variation of the same kasha. The Rush asks it from Chafal. By the way, just consider the same kasha. Rabbi Yehuda says, Sukkah needs a mezuzah. Does it seem to distinguish between whether you built a Diras Arai or Diras Keva? Chori, you have to put a mezuzah on you no matter how you made the sukkah. So again, why is that? So plug in the Rush. The answer is, if you could make a Keva, what is it? It's Keva. And you need a mezuzah. What's the pshat? Yes? Ezra, then, yeah?
Since Rabbi Yehuda is machshir above 20 amos, it's probable that he doesn't really differentiate between Keva and Arai. Meaning, before we were saying that you could have...
I want to follow the words. The words are, Kevim and Diyachal HaSasukav Diras Keva, Im Kevim Kol Diras Sukav Mikri Keva. Hard to know. And the words are not that revealing, but a svara here, yeah.
When we say that it gets a Shem Arai, we say that why does it get a Shem Arai? Because of Shiva's Yamim.
Good.
Aye, but now we don't hold that the Josh of Shiva's Yamim. So any structure that I'm going to build is not an Arai anymore. There's no inherent Arai-ness to the structure. So if I build a hut right now, it's going to be a Keva structure. There's no Arai-ness to the structure I build right now. The whole Mahos of the Arai came from Shiva's Yamim, but I don't hold the Shiva's Yamim anymore. So I build a hut right now in the middle of Elul. It's going to be a Keva structure. This is going to be Arai.
Nachum, what do you say now? Look, nothing... What I'm going to say now, I can't tell you. I wouldn't take a Sefer Torah, take a Shul on it. I mean, it's just it's an attempt. You know, there may be a lot more. It probably is a lot more. Well, we spoke out of Sfar and Rashi. Pshat and the Gemara. We're asking sort of the reverse kasha. Why we said that Pshat and Rashi in the Gemara. When the Rabbah gives the Teretz that Hachi Kaminalach, Rabbah responds to Abaye. What does he say? Until 20, you could make it Arai, so then it's kasher. Then it's kasher. Im yamichis shabarzel, because you could have made it with flimsy walls. Mal michaf, we almost always make it with strong walls. That's the problem, because you couldn't have made it in a different way. So we originally said, what is the problem? The problem is that the Torah is telling me it has to be ra'oi for Arai. That's all it's about. But we ran into problems. Because if halacha is only about royal arai, really it's keva. There are strong walls, keva. Royal arai, that's all you need, royal arai. You could have had... So, like, why are we discussing here issues of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan about a bed? If it's, according to Rabbanan, you're not Yodse under the mita, and you are. L'chaira, if I have here an OL... Keva, like strong walls. So why for the Chachamim are you not Yotze? The Maisa, it's all Keva. If the Halacha is defined in terms of only Ra'oi for Keva, Ra'oi for Rai, but really, when is the structure? Secondly, Mezuzah, the same thing. The Chachamim say you're part of Mezuzah. What if you have strong walls? Isn't it Keva then? It's kasher lamata niyasrim because it could have been made with weak walls. Fine. Lamaisa, isn't it an old keva? Isn't it an old keva? Isn't it a jiras keva? So why not have mezuzah? So that's what we... And then we said Rav himself starts off by making a drasha arai versus keva. Now he's saying it's about roi keva, roi arai. So because of those problems, we wanted to reinterpret what Rav says in the end, not to mean that the issue here is roi versus not roi. The issue is definitional. Is it a Rai or is it Keva? The definition is going to be defined and dictated by whether the possibility exists to do it in an alternative manner. So therefore, Mata Michaf could have been done with weak walls. So then we have Diras Arai. Even if you have strong walls, but it's a Diras Arai with strong walls. Where it has to always be strong walls, so then it's by definition a diras keva. Why is that? Why do we say it that way? Because we said there's another factor here that has to be brought into the mix in terms of the fundamental definition of what you have in the sukkah. And that is, what are you building here? What kind of a structure are you building? You're building a structure of Shivas Yamim. So based on the fact that you're building a chat, you're building a Shivas Yamim structure, that gufa, a Dira Sarai, you're building a Dira Sarai. So therefore, what's going to be mafkia, the shame Dira Sarai? What's going to take it out of that definition? Because it is a Dira Sarai, because you're building it for 7 days. So strong walls, lamata michaf, it's still Dira Sarai with strong walls, because lamais, you're building a 7-day structure. What is it going to take to remove it from the category of a Dira Sarai? Says Rava, if you build this structure so high that you always have to strengthen it with supports that are strong, then already we have lost that definition of Dira Sarai. And that's the problem. The problem is not the fact that it's not ra'oi for Arai. The problem is it is a Diras Keva. It has now left the definition of being Diras Arai only at Lamar Mechav, because you had to do it that way. But once it's not that high, so even if you strengthen the walls, but given the fact that you're building here a 7-day structure, so strong walls, it's a stronger Diras Arai. Because nothing is in a vacuum here. It's a Shivas Yom structure. The Shaila is, at what point have you left the threshold of Dira Sarai? The answer is, you get the Mal Micha. That's what Rav is trying to say. What I think you see in the Rosh, maybe, is the mirror image of this. What did the Rosh show us? In Rav Yehuda, that Rav Yehuda holds, you could make a keva. Says the Rosh, boom, then it comes out, it's always a keva. Why is it always a keva? So when we first read the Gemara, we had a kash. Rava says, there's a drasha, tzei midira sarai v'shev, tzei midira kev v'shev dira sarai. So you're calling a sukkah dira sarai. But wait, there's a Mishnah in the second parak that says, what is the halacha of sukkah? Kosher v'sayamin. The Torah says, osa adam, beso arai, sukkasu keva beso arai. So the sukkah is about keva. The sukkah means you're making the sukkah keva. You're making your house arai for 7 days. So how does that square with the drush of semi diras keva v'shev diras arai? Lomai says that the sukkah is a diras keva. Remember that? Now what's the answer? Depends on the perspective. There's the perspective in terms of the structure, the chefs of the structure, and then the nihug, how you conduct yourself in that structure. So the way Rav is trying to set it up, the structure in terms of definition is diras arai. What you're supposed to do during sukkah is you're supposed to live here like your home. Make it your home. But what are you making your home? You do a sarai, you're making your home. That's how we explain within Rav. What I think we could argue from Tosa Rosh is maybe a different perspective. Heyos, that the Torah is telling you that you're going to make the sukkah a kvius for 7 days. So, says the Rosh, to the extent that Rabbi, that you wanted to remain a Dira Sarai, and it has to be Dira Sarai, then obviously the gather is that you're building a Dira Sarai, and it's called Dira Sarai, and you know it, the Keva, like we said right now. But if I can find Rabbi Yehuda and show that Rabbi Yehuda holds it could be Keva, you could build the Chefsa as Keva. No, now already, now the Peshat is following. Now you're building a Dira Keva all the time. Because then what you're doing in the Sukkah is defining the structure too. It's not just halacha of nihuk. If you couldn't have built the sukkah as keva, then obviously you have to have this dichotomy here. The sukkah mitzad atzmo is defined as diras arai, and the nihuk in the diras arai is you make it like a keva, you act like a keva, like the Mishnah says. Osa adam sukkaso keva. That's if you hold that it had to be diras arai. Then bal karchach there's this dichotomy. There's the chefza mitzad atzmo is the diras arai, and the nihuk is keva. Says the Rashi, that's Rabbi Yehuda. But if Rabbi Yehuda is permitting to build a chetz of diras keva, then what that means is that you're building that means that what you have in sukkah is a diras keva. Because the nihug is not just about nihug, the nihug is what is it that you're building. You see, you could have made a diras keva. So then it comes out that even if you build it as a rai, But what's defining the essence of this sukkah is the mission of the sukkah, which is the keva of the sukkah. And maybe without realizing it, that's what you're saying, the mirror of Rashi. But in this respect, within Rashi, we said the das rava. That is, it's the chefza is one thing, and the niyug is something else. But the chefza is defined as arai, even if I have strong walls. When does it leave the category of arai? When you get to 20 amos, higher than 20 amos, where you have to make it keva, then it's a problem. Then the chefza is no longer arai, and it has to be a chefza of arai. In Rabbi Yehuda, you see that the chefza could be keva. If the chefza could be keva, then the pshat is that you're building a dirath keva. Even if you build it with weaker walls, so it's a dirath keva with weaker walls, then already the definition shifts to be a dirath keva. Both said, you hear what I'm trying to say? Not an easy svara. It's maybe a way to give some kind of a havana what the Rashi is saying. So, in a chinami, what the Gemara is saying, the etzem directly, is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that sukkah, diras keva, not that you have to mamish make it with 20 amos, with strong walls. You could make it as such. That's what the Gemara is saying in terms of the practical component. You have to make it, you could make it as keva. But once you say that you could make the sukkah as keva, now that already alters the definition of sukkah, even when you make it as arai. The sukkah is defined in terms of being keva. The male will say, all right, but the old keva is always going to be, and it's always chayv the mezuzah. This may be a possible way to read in the Rush. Questions? Yeah. Yes, Rafi.
It's much easier to say than Rashi that the potential for arai is going to be makriya to arai, because we have this pre-alvot from Shiva's Yom. In both cases, it has a potential for Kevin, it has a potential for Arai. So when Rashi and Rava will say, oh, it leans to Arai because it's always in, it wasn't in the vacuum, it was always in a 7-day structure. So in terms of Rush, so it has a potential for Kevin, it has a potential for Arai. What was the potential for Kevin?
It's not the potential for Kevin. It's not the potential for Kevin that's making Kevin. The potential for Kevin indicates that the sukkah. That the sukkah's definition will take its own on its own definition. If I'm limiting the sukkah to be made as diras arai, then it means my hands are tied. Then all you're going to say in the Mishnah in the second paragraph is nihug, nihug, nihug. Then it's not about the chefza. The chefza is arai, and that doesn't change. And the nihug is going to be keva. Nihug of keva in the diras arai. Once of you that opens the door and says you could build it as keva, so now already I understand the Mishnah in the second parak as already transcending the specific context of the niyug. Now already, I have to reimagine sukkah. Now already, the structure of sukkah is defined in every situation as the structure of keva.
You could also build it as arai.
The answer is, when I build it arai, the same way I told you in Rashi, when I make mechitzas shel barzel on a sukkah that's not 20 amos. So how do you understand that? Yeah, because Shemas Yamim. So I made stronger walls in my temporary house of 7 days. I made stronger walls, good, but it doesn't take it out of the category of being a Diras Arai. What does take it out? If I build it at a height that I had no choice but to make it strong, that's a very absurd. That's a problem. Because then I made a Diras Keva. But if I make strong walls, but I didn't have to make the strong walls, then what I see in front of me is a Diras Arai with strong walls. What saying now Rabbi Yehuda is, that since of Yehuda can allow diras keva in the chetza, and since the nihug, of course, is to be knowing as keva, so it comes out, when I see weak walls in a sukkah, what do I see? Diras arai or diras keva with weak walls? So in Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to self-define as a diras keva with weak walls. Because since Rabbi Yehuda would allow the structure to be keva, and the nihug is keva, so then that is what a sukkah is. A sukkah is a diras keva. Memela. Be'inan is still out dafka, because be'inan sounds like how you're going to make it. So do you have to really make it with the kviyos of Yehuda's discussing? The answer is no. Lav dafka, eno nachon, it doesn't have to actually be. But in terms of the definition, it's going to always be defined as such. So therefore, the mezuzah is going to be chayiv no matter how you made the sukkah, and you're going to be yotze in the mitzvah, because the sukkah is going to, by definition, become a diras keva. What allows us to see it that way? The fact that Rabbi Yehuda permits it to be constructed in the manner of Kiv. I know, but he permits, right. But once you allow a sukkah to be built as Keva,
why
and you look at that, you say, that is keva. That means that we have to now reimagine every sukkah and see it as a diras keva that's both a little more flimsy than, you know, the typical. There's different grades of diras keva. But because, again, since you're building it to live in for the 7 days, so that means you're building a diras. You can take a 7 day sukkah that you're supposed to live in a manner of keva, and you can say what you have here is a diras arai, but you have to be no way keva. You can say, I'm building a diras keva for 7 days. You can take the whole, you know, the same mitzvah, and you can define it in two different ways. And this is what's going to come out according to Tosafot Rashi. Yehuda's definition will be, it's going to be defined always as a diras keva. It might be a strong diras keva, weak diras keva. That's a diras keva. Not an easy svar, but it's a way to at least give some kind of a havana in the rush. Yes, Eitan. Yeah.
Two questions.
Yeah.
First, I guess you say piggybacking off the svar we gave on Beis, that it's about, we're defining it in essence because it's only for Shiva Skamim, therefore it's Arai. I thought we only said that Pshat and Rashi, not for Tosfos. Tosfos I thought said that has to be, that's about being Roy.
I wanted to say Tosfos too, I thought. Even though Tosfos used different language, but I didn't think it was a stira from the language of Tosfos. I understand why you're saying what you're saying, because Tosfos used Lashon Rai, but I don't know if that's a contradiction.
Yeah, Tosfos Rosh on Beis says,
yeah, okay.
Omar, Besukah, Efshel, Asos, Arai.
You have to deal with the question they asked at the time. So but only about, if the halach is defined by Rai, not Rai, how do you explain all these Gemaras? That Rav Yudin, Rabbanan argue by Mezuzah, and argue by Mita. If the structure has its own definition and a separate halacha of ra'ui, so how is ra'ui going to affect whether you're yotzei in a mita or whether you're chayv in a mezuzah? The chayv in a mezuzah, there's chayv in a mezuzah should be, and whether you're yotzei in a mita should be defined by whether you have a diras arai in front of you, not by whether you have a ra'ui for arai or ra'ui for keva.
Why can't you say it's the same shot that we gave the time of Kama, that whatever is ra'ui to be, even if it's physically keva mechitza shel barzel, it's a roi to be a rai. Therefore, we define it as a rai, like the Rabbeinu Chana said, me'ein. So you say the same.
Rabbeinu Chana were used as a rai to this pshat in Rashi that we said for Rashi that it's about whether it's defined as a rai. But what helps us define it as such is going to be the question of whether it's roi to do otherwise. If it was right to do otherwise, then it can still be defined as a rai, even if I made it stronger. If I couldn't make it otherwise, then it's gonna then it left the category of being a right to be called keva. I want to say one more thing, which is going to help maybe a little bit for this point in terms of the Gemara. But
okay, when, that's one thing. Yeah, the Gemara, the bottom of Chafavim base, the Mishnah there says that when you make a sukkah on a bed, it's possible because and one of the Amorim says it's possible because he needs a keva.
Okay.
So if we're defining keva now as all sukkahs are keva inherently, so how do you explain the Gemara?
Okay.
So maybe it would make sense that it has to be ready to be keva. So the sukkah on top of the bed is never ready to be keva, and that's why I doctored there.
Good. Okay. So we have to look at that Gemara carefully. But Tosafot Rashi doesn't relate to that Gemara. It's interesting. So you have to ask it Tosafot Rashi in a sense. You think because if you take the words of that, just the way he says it, you think if you take the words just the way he said it, then...
Then you, if you interpret it as right, then you can explain it.
Okay. I hear Isaac.
Rebbe mentioned it before, but we're saying that because of the nivug of keva, that any structure, whether it's built, even, you know, that wouldn't pass normal standards for mezuzah would still need a mezuzah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The kfiyas of sukkis defines it as... The kfiyas of the niyug of sukkah defines it as keva. But it's only because there was this halacha that you could have made a keva. If it would have been a halacha that restricted you from making keva, then the definition of the chetz is always going to remain a diras arai definition. Once you open the door to permitting the structure to be made in a manner of keva, so then it already, it catapults itself to be defined as a keva.
And just the way we're explaining this to Rush, why does Tosafot Rashi even need to say the first part? If his whole shot is that, since it could be...
Because the Gemara's Be'ina is not talking about Lamdas. The Gemara's talking about how you make it. So that has to be as, you could make it Keva. You have to know, it doesn't mean you have to make it Keva. That remains, in terms of the definition, the words of the Gemara, that he's a third Shita. No, it's not the Ikuva in terms of the Halacha that he's just talking about, that it has to be in such a manner, it has to be 20 amos. No, it doesn't. But in terms of the implications for the cases of mezuzah, or as he mentions, in the case of mita, daksa mita, it's going to come out that you would not be able to mevatel ol keva because it will become an ol keva because of that. Now, let me ask you the following, both say. We haven't said inside so much, but the Balamor, the Ramban, they assume that Abaye was chozer from his kash. And he agreed with Rav. And that's why Abaye turns to Rav Yehuda, that's Mashil Mal Michaf, and he says, that's Rav Yehuda, who holds Diras Keva Be'inan, because the Machlokas is very much about that issue. Like Rav said, Tanakama holds Diras Sarai, the Drash of Rav, and Abaye and Rav Yehuda disagree. So obviously we have to deal with the Be'inan. The Ramban is going to deal with the Be'inan here. Ramban is going to say something different than we just said. The Ramban is going to say that Rav Yehuda is going to be Be'inan, because you have to be on one side or the other. We'll have to know what that means, but that's maybe in the second inside. But I'm asking, before we do that inside, I ask you another kash. Why did they have to say that? What was wrong with the solution provided by Tosas and Tosa Rash? Namely, I understand that Tanakama's Shita is puzzle for whatever other reason. Rabba's reason, Rav Zera's reason. But Rayuda's Machshil Mal Michav. He doesn't accept those reasons, and he's Machshil Mal Michav. Bottom line, Emesu, Mal Michav is a Diras Keva. So Rav Yehuda, obviously, is Diras Keva Bina, because he sees Machshil Mal Michav. Why did they have to jump ship and say that Rabbaya was Chozer and agree with Rav? Why couldn't they stick with what Tosa said? Both say, hear what I'm asking. I think there's something very important here that we suggest here. Why did the Balmor, the Ramban, why didn't they simply go the route of Tosas and learn that Abaye is Raya, Abaye still stuck to his guns and asking on Rava. But meanwhile, he saw in Rav Yehuda that Diras Keva, because of Yehuda's Machshir, in a case of Diras Keva. If Abaye still held onto his kasha, and therefore, he didn't agree with Rav's pshat. But meanwhile, Emesu is a Diras Keva. Why didn't they say what Tosa said? Now, you could push away this kasha without any saying any fancy lumbas, and you say, because Rabbana could have gotten it from Rabbana too. Because Rabbana Moda in certain cases. For Rabba, Rabbana Moda, if Pana speech is Schach, for Rav Zeir, the Moda, if it's more than Mount. So therefore, why pick Rabbi Yehuda? I don't know if that's the whole story. I think there may be something more why they fundamentally in Svara could not have used Tosfos solution. For both sides, you hear my asking?
Oh.
I think he was first, yeah? Who was first? No, yeah?
Okay.
Because
the Maisa, Tosfos is saying, oh, of course he was over 20, so... It's showing that
I want you to come straight to the point, if you could. Straight to the point. Why couldn't they use Tosa's solution? Lamaisa, Emesu, I see in Rabbi Yehuda, Adiras Kevas Kashin. Yes, the Pshat and the Rabbanan could be Rabbo or Rav Zera. And the Machokis is about something else. But meanwhile, do I not see in Rabbi Yehuda, just because Abai had a Kashin, Rabbi's Pshat, but do I not see in Rabbi Yehuda Diras Kevas Kasha Mal Michaf is a Diras Keva? No. Yeah.
The hill above 20 to be a Diras Arayli.
Oh, excellent. This is what I'm looking for. That's to the point. Okay. Good. I want to explain what you just said. Okay. Listen carefully, Rabbi Yehuda. I asked you this twice at the end of Shir yesterday and another time. So, and I found evidence to this in the Ra'ah, which I'll show you in a second. Baruch Shekivanti Nischus Abadim. In the Ra'ah, this what we're going to say now is Meduyik in the lesson of the Ra'ah. What is the pshat in Abaye's kasha to Rav? Rav has a drasha. Sukkos Teiv Shivas Yomim. Pshat the Chachamim is it's got to be Diras Arai, and therefore the Mal Michav is pasul because it's a Diras Keva. In fact, Abaye El Meata if you made mechitzas shel barzel, would you tell me that it's possible? Not true. Comes Rav and responds, no, there's a difference. Over there, even if you made mechitzas shel barzel, but you could have made it with weaker walls, so that's kosher. But l'mal michaf, where you had to make it with strong walls, that's a problem. What was Abaye driving at with his kasha? What was Abaye trying to prove when he asked from the case of the strong walls? Akhari, there are two ways you can explain the kasha of Abaye. One way is that Abaye says, you see from here, you're trying to show me that there's a problem to make a diras keva. It's got to be diras arai. So what does Abaye say? Wait a second. Here's a case of a diras keva and it's kasha. So what do you see? That there's no halacha that has to be a diras arai versus a diras keva. It can be a diras keva, no problem. You see, mechitzas shel barzel is good, so l'mal mechash should be good. Diras keva is also good. There's no halacha that sukkah has to be a diras arai versus a diras keva. Comes Rav and says, no, there is such a halacha. Are you asking me from your case? That case is still called diras arai, as we explained, because you could have made it with flimsy walls. But l'mal mechash, where you had to make it with strong walls, that's the diras keva case that's possible. Rabbi was asking that you see from the case of Mechitzas Shel Barzel, you see that there is no halacha that Diras Keva is a problem. Diras Keva is also good. One way to do it. Now, if I learn Pshat that way, then Abai could still hold on to his kasha. And Abai could still say, on Dav Zayin and Beis, he could still say that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabban are arguing about something totally different. But meanwhile, what do I see in Rabbi Yehuda? I see that Keva is kosher. Tosis can say what he said. There's another way to learn what Abai was asking. What did Abai mean to ask? You're trying to learn out that there's a halacha that has to be diras arai and not diras keva, and you want to apply that to what halacha? To a sukkah l'mal mechav. Say that is considered a problem of diras keva. Says Abai, look, you make strong walls. So how does that work? According to you, so that should also be no good, because it's diras keva. So what's the difference? So what was Abai driving at? Abai understood that there's a problem, that you can hear there's a problem in having diras keva. But Abai felt that the application of Rava is incorrect. Rava was using that principle, that diras keva is no good, shiras yamin, to disqualify Sukkah L'mal Michav, and that's the reason for the Tanakhama. Because L'mal Michav, that's a diras keva. Says Abaye, so what will be by strong walls? Even L'mata Michav, strong walls. Strong walls should also be possible. But why isn't it? Because it's still called diras arai. Diras arai was strong walls. So Abaye was trying to say, it's not a kvius, it's not a keva. So too, says Abaye, Abaye is trying to say, L'mal Michav is also not called a keva. Wonder what's called keva? We'll figure out what's called keva. That's not called keva. So it's not that Abai was trying to prove that it can be kosher even if it's keva. Abai was trying to prove that it can be kosher l'mal michaf based on your logic, because that does not pass the threshold from arai to keva. Says Rava, there's a difference. The case that you gave doesn't pass the threshold. That's still called arai, because you could have made it arai. You could have made it with flimsy walls, that's still called arai. But a case of Mal Michav, where you had no choice but to make it with strong supports, that already is mufka from being a diras arai, that's called diras keva. But what was Abaye thinking? Abaye was thinking there's no difference. It's always called diras arai. If this is the Havana of Abaye's kasha, then tell me, could we have used Tosis Pshat and Dav Zayin and Beis for Abaye? That Abaye agrees with, really, he holds his kasha. And he holds Pshat in the Mishnah, it's like Rabbi Rav Zera. But Emesu, that you see Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, that Diras Keva Bina. No. Because what was Abaye's logic? That it's really that it's called Arai. It's still called Arai. It's not called a Kfius. So they couldn't bring the Arai from Rabbi. So maybe this is why the Balamar and the Ramban, they couldn't have suggested what Tosu suggested. Because the understanding of Abaye's Kasha was, it's never called Kfius. I found one line in the Ra'ah that Chori is flirting with this Svara, and I think that's mamish what we're saying right now. I mean, he's misupic about it, but that's he opens the door to understanding that would close the door on saying such a pshat in Abaye. That Abaye was trying to prove from Rabbi Yehuda that Keva is okay. No, because it's not a kviyus. So it wouldn't prove, it wouldn't be a proof of you. In the Lashon of the Ra'a, again, the kasha is the same kasha as everybody's asking. Ritva, the Tosus. Just take a look if you have it. You can look at the line that I'm referring to in the Ra'a. See where it is. Where is it in the code?
At the beginning.
Beginning. Ah, yeah. Oh, good. I see it. Okay. Yeah. Andavia. Andav. Zayin. So Rabbi Yehuda the Tanan. Sukkah Shigvo Meshiv Amma. Sura of Yudamachshir. Vaha Asya Aliba the Rav. First sentence. So this is the Chorfalus Rav. The Amar Tamayad Rabbanan. Bishim the Diras Arai Beinan. This is what the Baal Mar assumed. Rabbi Yehuda the Machshir. Sura Diras Keva Beinan. But v'lo hechrecha hu that Abai is fear k'rava. It doesn't have to prove that Abai holds like Rava. The afiru l'rava or Rav Zera, the ami the rav time mishum diras arai. Even according to Rabbi Rav Zera's reason, that the reason for the rabban is not because diras arai. V'kul makshiri milamalam yasir mama. Based on the other consideration, mikol makam shabin nakid Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda vada isri svarada. So what he said right now is identical to who? Rav Yehuda for sure holds this way. This is what Tosfos said. Rav Yehuda for sure holds that it could be kosher with a case of diras keva. But then he says, but maybe not. Maybe not. Va'afilu tema de l'rabba v'rav zera. They're the ones who didn't agree with Rava. Here's the line I want. L'mala me esrim Amma lo chashiv luhu kviusa. Even if you tell me that Rabbi Rav Zera would not view a Malmi Esrim as a kviusa, in other words, it's still called what? Diras Arai, but still Abai nokek l'masis n'alibi the Rav. Okay, so he wants to say that Abai is picking the Mishnah according to Rav because really Rav said that way. So Abai is sort of giving Rav that deference. But meanwhile, he threw in the middle, even if you tell me that what I just said is not true, why isn't it true? Because they would not consider it to be a kviyus l'mal mecha. That's what we're saying. That would be why, if you hold that way, then seemingly you can't say this MSU that it's a kviyus. Just to be mashlim, just to take a look at a one or two in the Mechamos, just to see some of what we saw already. Look in the Ramban in the Mechamos. Some of the diukim that we said before we spoke outside. So the Ramban in the Mochamos quotes the Rif in the first paragraph, Amar Kosev, the Baal Hamor. He agrees that Rava was Chozer, that Abai was Chozer and agreed to Rava. And then he says, in the paragraph beginning, the Kasavi Rabbanan. This is something new. This is different than Tosfos Arash. The Kasavi Rabbanan, who the Rabbanan are, I'm not sure he means by the Rabbanan here. He means Abaye, the lineup of the Tanoim. The Kihecha de Machshir Rav Yehuda, Lemala Me Esvin, Afa Gav de Lo Efshe Lo El Bediras Keva. Just as Rav Yehuda's Machshir above 20, even though you had, the only way to make it is with Diras Keva. Hachanami Pasul Diras Arai. Notice. Is this like the Rush or not like the Rush? The Rush said, Rav Yehuda is Machshir Diras Arai as well. Except that it could also be Keva. Memela, he explains to Gemara later on that the sukkah, since it couldn't be Diras Keva, it's always defined as Diras Keva. But Rav Yehuda, in terms of the construction of the sukkah, could it be made as Diras Arai according to the Rush? According to the Rush, yes. The Be'inan is what? No, the Ramban is saying differently. He says, just like he says that it's kosher l'mal me'asrim, hachinami pasul Diras Arai. He passes there. What case is not clear what he means? What case is he referring to? Good. The Ramban with a reader would not disqualify. That's not the deal of Sarai that he means here. I don't think anyone would say that it has to be Gemal Miyasim. He's got to be some example. The Gemal Miyasim is that it can stand for more days. It has to be something in the Cheft of the Sukkah within the 7 days. But that's not the case. It doesn't mean Gemal Miyasim. It means possibly whatever the case is, maybe some of the other Shittas. My timer, why is that true that the Yehuda has to disqualify Diras Arai? Because Kra, the Pasuk, Obediras Arai Dafka, Obediras Keva Dafka, Midrash. This is also a riddle. The Pnei Yeshua cannot understand what the Ramban means. The Pnei Yeshua later. What drush are we talking about? The drush of Arai versus Keva we saw. What's the drush of Arai versus Keva? Shivas Yomim. Ramban says it's either that or it's another drush. That the drasha would indicate it has to be constructed dafka as keva, not as arai. Again, what case of arai does he mean to disqualify is also unclear in the Ramban. A lot of things are unclear. But he says, in Rabbi Yehuda, once I find that diras keva is kosher, not and that doesn't have to be dafka arai, then what do I now know about Rabbi Yehuda? That his drasha would have been the opposite drasha. That not basukas teshuvas yomim arai, not keva, but basukas yomim keva, not arai. Notice what he does with this. So now, according to the Ramban, the Lashon Diras Keva Be'inan, Dafka or Lav Dafka? Dafka. Says the Ramban, Obediras Keva Dafka, Midrash Ukidarava, meaning the Drasha, Umishum Hachi. Now, notice what he says here. Umishum Hachi, golden words. And now I understand, Mishum Hachi, listen, Pasak Vitani Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda can say definitively, V'yashin tachas mita v'tachas kila, that's a type of a bed, canopy. B'chol sukkah, the yatsa. That's why Rav Yehuda can speak about every case of sukkah that your yod say if you're in that mita. My timer, kol sukkah, diras keva, v'ayin diras arai, v'asi diras arai, v'ato keva, v'ayinam mishitasi dabai. What did the Ramban want to say? After saying that Rav Yehuda darshins, it has to be keva, not arai, now I understand why those cases in the Mishnah. I could bring in the case of mezuzah too. He brings in the case of mita. It's talking about all cases. Because Rabbi Yehuda would not allow a sukkah to be anything but a diras keva. Because his drasha is a drasha of diras keva, not arai. So whatever case the sukkah is in Rabbi Yehuda, it's got to be a kosher sukkah, right? If a kosher sukkah means it has to be a diras keva. Because what I just told you, see how it flows. Because of what I just told you, that Rabbi Yehuda, who's machshir l'mal me'esri, clearly means that he's machshir keva. If he's machshir keva, that means he's not darshing the pasuk that it's got to be a rai and not keva. If he's not darshing in that direction, then he must be darshing it the other direction. Which means he must hold, it's got to be, the drush is keva, not a rai. Therefore, every sukkah is a diras keva, a case of diras keva. Not the way the Rush said. The Rush said that he could allow it to be diras rai or diras keva, but in terms of definition, the love this will be a diras keva. Ramban is saying that no, the case of the sukkah has got to be a diras keva case because of Yehuda is going to darshan the drasha in the opposite way. It has to be keva, not a rai. Therefore, every case of sukkah that he's speaking about has to be a case of diras keva. Interesting. A lot of shinuyim here, as we see in the Rishonim. And again, you have to put it all together, but we have to also go back to tomorrow. So whatever you would do, the chazan, but. Thank you.